The 5-9 Redskins, who seemed hapless at times this season, managed an impressive 23-10 win yesterday over the Giants. But what does it mean to the Redskins to win a big game so late in the season?
Well, joining us to talk about it all, longtime Redskins reporter David Elf, and author of the book The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Good to have you back, David.
Hey, Sean, I'm glad I don't bet on football, aren't you?
That's for sure. You know, some of the Skins players after the game yesterday said they were just going out and having some fun playing in beating a team that looked destined for the playoffs. If it was that easy, why couldn't they do that all year long?
Yeah, I heard you guys play that Santana today, and he did say that. I was standing right in front of him when he did, and you do wonder about that. I think what he really meant to say is there's no pressure on them now. They were 4-9. There's nothing to play for except personal pride and trying to, you know, ensure you have a job next season. They're not going for a playoff spot. They're not fighting for this and that. Maybe it's easier when you don't have anything to lose.
No doubt. It's always easier when you don't have anything to lose. But do you think that's what it was for a lot of the season? There had to be more than just pressure, David.
I don't know, Hillary. They've had so many things go wrong, injuries, suspensions, bad mistakes at the worst possible times. But really, amazingly, against the Giants, and both teams have changed a lot since the opener, they dominated them both times. This is a team they couldn't beat the last 3 years, and they beat them by 2 touchdowns both times. So I don't really know why it works so well against the Giants. It shouldn't have.
Now, yesterday you had Rex Grossman throwing 2 early interceptions, but it almost seemed like he got the bad stuff out of the way early and played fairly decently the rest of the way. Does he give himself some wiggle room? Does he give Mike Shanahan some wiggle room if they can't come up with a superstar quarterback in the draft or through a trade next year?
Well, Sean, first of all, they better come up with a superstar quarterback in the draft. Rex has been surprisingly pretty solid in recent weeks. He had one bad game a couple weeks ago, but really he's played pretty well since he got his job back. What I wrote online is that the Redskins are 5-6 with Rex Grossman at quarterback this year and have only been outscored by 4 points. When John Beck was in there, they were 0-3 and been outscored by 44. So really, with Rex, they've been an average team. And, you know, that's progress for them.
So what are the Skins' chances in the two final games with Minnesota and then Philly?
Well, Minnesota's playing awful football right now. They do have a great running back in Adrian Peterson, but they've got a rookie quarterback. They have a really good pass rusher in Jared Allen, but that's about it. So you would think, you know, if logic goes, of course it didn't go yesterday, but if logic goes, they should beat the Vikings at home. At that point, you're 6-9. See what Philadelphia does this week, and Philadelphia's on a little bit of a roll right now, too. That game's kind of a toss-up, but this one should be the Redskins' game.
All right, David, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
David Elfin, author of the book The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History.